Hello and welcome to Tractor Fiction. This is Frank Allen here on WHRW Binghamton. Welcome to this episode in which we are going to do a terrific tract called The Bull. And it is about the prison system, sort of. It's about, I don't know, it mentions prison reform. Is it about prison reform? Probably not. But let's get right to it and you'll be able to hear what it's all about.
Once upon a time, in Blakefield Prison, a prison just like the one you pretend isn't just on the edge of your neighborhood, the state commissioner was holding a meeting with a brand spanking new warden. It wasn't going well.
I don't like you, Blue Baker. I never wanted you as warden here, and I hope you really screw up so I can get you canned.
Commissioner Henderson, you really have a way of making a guy feel at home.
It's just that I hate you young smart Alex who believe in prison reform.
2 weeks later, there was trouble in another nearby prison.
It's worse than we thought. The governor has called out the National Guard. 18 guards are being held hostage, and at least 43 inmates are dead. They're burning everything they can get their hands on.
The governor and commissioner were at a loss for what to do.
Governor, are you saying the state prison is destroyed?
That's right, Henderson.
How did it start?
Some stink fish brain put the bull in solitary, and all hell broke loose. My big problem is trying to figure out where to put the bull.
Governor, that's no problem. Just send him on over to Blakefield as a little test for that new warden.
Ah, that's a fine idea, Commissioner. We'll see how long Blue Baker can control the bull.
Meanwhile, over in Blakefield Prison in a completely unrelated scene, Warden Blue Baker was having his own troubles. Bodily troubles. Total coincidence.
Hey, what's the matter, Warden?
I don't know. I've got a pain in my side, and it's getting worse. You better call me an ambulance.
Don't worry, Warden. We'll take care of everything while you're gone.
28 hours and 13 minutes later, the bull arrived at his new home.
So this is my new prison. Okay, give me the name of the shot caller. Prisoner who controls the prison population, the one with the power, so I can introduce myself.
Things will never be the same at Blakefield again. God help us.
As soon as the bull got into his cell block, the first thing he did was to pick up the current shot caller and hoist him overhead near the railings on the second floor.
No, no, bull, please, don't kill me.
This is what happens to anyone who's not for me.
Yeah!
The prisoner landed with a sort of scrunchy squelch a thock duck a pow sound and died immediately.
All right, listen and listen good. This is my prison. I run it. You live or die on my say-so. I hate everybody, and I'd love to hear men scream in pain. From now on, this is hell. If I hear anyone laugh, he's dead. Any questions?
No, sir!
Soon, the word got out.
I sentence you to 5 years hard labor at Blakefield Prison.
No! No, no, Your Honor. No, not Blakefield. Not that hellhole. I'll die in there. Please, please. Your Honor. Anywhere but that place! Look, I'll go mad in there. I'll commit suicide first!
2 weeks later...
Warden finally coming back to Blakefield today. Thank the heavens.
Does he know what's been going on?
No one had the guts to tell him. Man, when he finds out, it's going to hit the fan!
And hit the fan it did. Just don't ask what it was that was hitting the fan.
Are you telling me that 3 prisoners were murdered last night? I can't believe it. Why?
Bull iced them because their girlfriends refused to smuggle in the heroin like he ordered them to.
What? Who? The Fonzarelli is the bull. I want him thrown in the hole right now.
It'll cause problems if we do, Warden.
I'm running Blakefield, not the bull or anyone else. Do you understand?
Yes, sir. You'll be sorry.
The bull was none too happy with being put in the hole.
Nobody puts the bull in the hole and lives. You're all dead, and your families too. I'll burn Blakefield to the ground. Warden Blue Baker will wish you was never born. What's this? Somebody loves me. Why, it appears to be a little comic book tract by Jack Chick, just like the ones discussed on the hit radio series Tractor Fiction on WHRW Binghamton. Aw, that poor kid.
2 hours later, yes, it apparently takes the bull that long to read the tract.
Jesus! Somebody bring me a Bible and the chaplain!
And eventually...
Here's the chaplain, Bull.
Where you been for 2 days?
I'm sorry, Mr. Bull. I was out of town.
You little creep! Why didn't you tell me I was going to hell?
I'm not sure there really is a hell.
What? Don't you believe the Bible is the word of God?
I'm not sure.
Yes or no, Turkey?
No.
I don't believe any of this. Then why are you the chaplain?
My mother wanted me to be a minister.
Man, you don't even know what's going on. Do you know who Jesus really is?
He was a teacher. A really good man.
You don't know nothing. Jesus is the biggest shot caller of all, and nobody messes with him. You're on your way to a burning, boiling hell, and I can prove it.
You can?
Yeah. Jesus said, "He that believeth in the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not in the Son shall see not life, but the wrath of God abideth on him." The wrath of God means cast into the lake of fire, chaplain.
What should I do?
Look, it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him," Jesus, "should not perish but have everlasting life." It boils down to this. If you believe Jesus died on the cross to wash away your sins with his blood, and that he arose from the dead, then God will save you and take you into heaven. Man, don't you trust him like I did?
A few days later, the warden got a call from his friend, the commissioner.
Warden? Are you having any trouble at Blakefield? I warned you, if there's a riot, you're finished. So walk lightly, boy, or you can pack your bags.
I got the message, Henderson. Things are fine.
Warren Baker, the bull is out of the hole. And he's called the inmates into a meeting.
Oh, man. If I oppose him, my career is shot. If he orders a riot, I'm dead. Either way, I lose.
The commissioner was pleased.
Governor, I understand the bull is out. And all hell should break loose in Blakefield in about 1 hour.
Ha 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 ha. Keep me posted. There should be quite a show.
Ah ha ha ha.
Ha!
Back at the prison, the bull's meeting was about to start.
Yo! Did you see the bull? He looks like he's steaming. We're really in for it.
God, help us!
I'm back, and I'm still in charge. This is my prison. I'm madder than I've ever been in my entire life. I hate sin, and I won't put up with it anymore. As of right now, all killing stops. There will be no more raping, because I just found out God hates sodomy.
What?
This is just the beginning of the changes here at Blakefield. Now shut up, or I'll break your legs. Listen good. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. Listen, it gets even better. I wouldn't read this stuff to you if I didn't love you guys.
Soon, the word got out.
Is there anything the prisoner would like to say before I pass sentence?
Yo, Your Honor, send me to Blakefield. I'm afraid to go anywhere else. Hey, it's safe there, and all of them's good.
Not everyone was happy about this development.
Henderson! What went wrong? One of those stomp-a-bomified snoops from a government agency spied on conditions at Blakefield, and now they want me to award Bluebaker as Warden of the Year.
When the governor and commissioner arrived at the prison to give Baker his award, they were somewhat shocked by what they found.
I can't wait all day. Open the yower damn door!
Watch it, Governor. We don't allow swearing in Blakefield. The bull says, "Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain."
Governor, I'm sorry, but the bull's in conference with the warden, you know.
Now wait a minute.
Governor, we don't want to interrupt the bull, do we?
No.
Warden, I found out Jesus will judge the dead.
That's scary stuff.
Warden, you're a mess. You've got to get saved. If God replayed your life, you'd go straight to hell.
What should I do, Bull?
Let's pray and ask Jesus to forgive you and come into your heart.
And when he finally got his award...
I want to thank the Lord and the Bull for this Warden of the Year award.
What about me, you ungrateful smegmonger?
Watch your mouth, Governor. You're standing on holy ground. Blakefield don't belong to the devil no more.
Get me out of here, Henderson! I'm beginning to feel like a dirty, rotten sinner!
Alright, and that was, the bull.